Hello, everyone out there. This is your pal, Maura.
And your pal, Jessie.
And we're here today with the Catchword Podcast. As always, we talk about one word or expression and explain it with lots of examples and lots of synonyms, similar expressions. If you want to see the transcript for this or any of our episodes, you can go to our website.
Yep, that's at culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
Right, and you can check out the lip service, become a member, and sign up for our lip service. Now, today's expression.
Oh, today's expression is a good one.
Jessie, can you tell us what today's expression is?
I sure can. Today's expression is to pig out.
Yeah. Pig out. That's right. Like pig, the animal. Yeah.
Well, you know what pigs do, right?
What?
They love to eat.
For sure. They're fat things, right? They eat, they don't exercise, they sit around. So to pig out in English means that you eat a lot.
Exactly. To pig out kind of means to overeat.
Exactly. So you're like a pig because you're eating so much, just like pigs do.
Exactly.
So sometimes people pig out around the holiday season.
Yeah, the holidays are a really good time for pigging out.
Yeah, so maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas, families get together and you have, you know, the turkey and stuffing and all of that food and you eat so much.
Hey, speaking of stuffing, I think there's another phrase that means kind of the same as to have pigged out.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, oh, I feel stuffed.
Yeah, so if you ate a lot, you feel full after, so I feel stuffed.
Yeah, so you could say, after you pig out, you feel stuffed.
Yeah, we also use the expression like pig out. Another one is stuff my face or stuff your face.
Yep, to stuff your face is to pig out.
Right, to eat a lot. So to stuff something is like you grab the food and you just push it into your mouth and you eat it really fast.
Yeah, maybe you don't even chew.
Yeah. If you're really hungry, maybe not. So when's the last time that you stuffed your face?
The last time I stuffed my face, probably last weekend. I went to visit my parents and my mom cooked a really nice dinner. And I was really hungry, so I stuffed my face, totally pigged out. Afterwards, I felt stuffed.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you go home to visit your parents and they make you a nice dinner, you eat a lot.
Yeah.
What's another expression like pig out, stuff your face?
Well, sometimes after we pig out, sometimes we exaggerate a little and we say, oh, I gained 10 pounds.
Yes, because you ate so much food, it's like you gained weight right away.
Yeah, and I mean, you know that you didn't really gain 10 pounds, but it's kind of to show that you ate so much. You want to exaggerate.
Exactly. So sometimes people pig out when they go to a buffet because you pay $10 and you can eat as much food as you want.
Yep. When I'm at an all-you-can-eat buffet, I find I always pig out and I usually overeat.
Mm-hmm. Just today, we had a potluck lunch. And potluck is when so many people, everyone there brings one kind of food. So everyone shares the food. And so, of course, there's so much food. This is a good time to stuff your face.
For sure, because usually people bring really good food.
Yeah, and today I definitely did. I stuffed my face with all of the great food.
And did you gain 10 pounds?
Maybe I did gain 10 pounds.
So, if I was talking to my friend and I noticed they were eating a lot, should I say, hey, you're really pigging out?
No, definitely not. It's very rude to say that to someone.
Oh, really? Well, when could I say it then?
Well, you would just use it to talk about yourself because you can say what you want about yourself. If you're eating a lot of chips or popcorn at a party, you could say, oh, look at me, I'm pigging out.
Okay, that makes sense. So I can say it about myself, but I shouldn't say it about other people.
Yeah, definitely not. It's not polite at all. People won't like you if you tell them they're pigging out.
All right.
Okay, good. That's a good point to remember. Okay, let's finish up there. So we had pig out, stuff your face, and then you feel stuffed. And what was the last one?
I gained 10 pounds.
Awesome. Okay, so have a great night or day, wherever you are. And remember to go to our website, qlips.com, and visit us often. This has been Catchword with Maura
and Jessie.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.